She's psychic to the stars. Psychic Susanna.
We say good morning to the psychic Susanna. Howdy.
Good morning.
Oh, man. You know, Psychic Susanna, Antoine, I'm not sure if you knew this or not, and this is something that the two of you have in common. Huge movie buff.
Oh, are
Psychic
you?
Psychic Susanna.
Oh, I am.
I love movies, too.
I just watched Mrs. Frozen, or whatever, Frozen.
Frozen 2? Did you go see Mrs. Frozen?
Yeah.
I thought she said, this is Frozen. I was like, oh, it's another show.
Who knows?
It's a cartoon!
We get to the end of the year and you're someone who watches a ton of movies, is there something that stands out to you that you think was your favorite movie of the year that you think people should check out?
Oh, my God. Give me time to think about it. There's so many good ones.
I know. I kind of put you on the spot with it. Yeah. You know what? We can do some readings with people, and then if you want to weigh back in at the end, how about that?
But here's the thing. I like the movies with the true stories.
Okay.
Okay.
So I bet you're very excited to see, because I imagine you're a Clint Eastwood fan, too, is to see this Richard Jewell movie.
That's what I was about to say. Yep.
No, I don't know what that's about.
Oh, you don't?
You need to look that one up.
Yeah, this is everything. It's coming out here soon. I think it's next week or this week. Tons of Oscar buzz on it. Uh-huh. It's about the individual who was originally accused of the Atlanta Olympic bombing and was later proven to be completely innocent and a hero.
Yes.
But he was just destroyed in the media and ended up ruining his life. Mm. I mean, he ended up having health problems because of it. He died at an early age. It's a wildly interesting story for sure.
Wow. I'll check that one.
There you go. See, I gave you a movie. I'm not even a movie buff around.
Oh, my God.
I'm
ready for it now.
All right, let's get Lindsay in here. Good morning, Lindsay.
Good morning.
All right, you're on with Psychic Susanna, and you just tell her, hi, I'm Lindsay, and let her know how old you are, and she will take it from there. Go for it, Lindsay.
Hi, I'm Lindsay. I am 27 years old.
Hello, Lindsay. Are you wanting to be pregnant?
Not anytime soon.
Okay. You're married, are you not?
Not yet, no.
Okay.
All right. Are you living with someone?
Am I living with someone? Yes.
Uh-huh. That's a marriage, honey. You just don't have the paperwork.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
That does happen.
The cool thing is we just need to alert to birth control measures. I would double up right now. You're a little potent. Actually, by this time next year, I think you'll have a baby in your arms.
Well,
You know, just stop it until you want a baby. Okay?
It's right. It's not a guarantee. It's just an advisement. That's the vibe she gets.
Yeah. Now, I am going to tell you, you're a natural teacher, natural leader. There will be more children than your own that'll call you mom. You're going to make the world better how you interact with others. You're just going to be good at that. I do want you to know more animals on this acreage than your husband. And you will live and love in a southern area.
Okay.
I'm loving that one. And one other thing, just between you and me. A lot of fun and a lot of laughter by Elephants on the Wall.
Elephants on the Wall. At first, I thought you'd elephants.
I
like
heard
little
that
L. Even smaller elves. Elephants. Elf infants.
Honey.
Thank you.
Elephants, honey, with the trunk up. Trunk up is good luck.
Oh, man, trunk up. All right. Good luck with everything, Lindsay. And it's nice to know that you're already in a southern area, so you can live and love and be ready to roll. Thank you so much. Let's say good morning now to Robin. Hello, Robin.
Good morning.
All right, Robin, same deal. Hi, I'm Robin. Let her know how old you are, and then Susanna's in charge. God help us all.
Yes. Okay, good morning. I'm Robin, and I am 48.
Robin, are you a teacher?
No, ma'am.
The way you like to tell people what to do, how to do it, where to do it, and when, honey.
That's very true.
Yeah, they look to you for your common sense and your leadership ability. However, have you ever heard of the statement, walk your own talk?
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like you to try it this year.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Heard it and do it are two different things.
Yeah. There's one of those things, you're one of those things who take care of others and don't take care of yourself. There seems to be a small health issue. And that's really God's way of helping us to refocus on what's important in life. You spread yourself too thin. Let's cut that crap out, okay? I do want you to know when you're 82, you'll be winning at bingo. So whatever the health issue, it's very temporary, but you need to take care of yourself better, okay? Now,
yes, ma'am.
Just between you and me, you're going to be in another's kitchen. There's going to be two younger females just screaming at each other. There are knives in that room. Get the heck out of there.
Well.
You don't need to be there. And there's going to be a lot of fun and a lot of laughter in another's church. And you're going to be standing in the vestibule laughing.
Okay, that's
so hard
good.
That I'm afraid you might wet your pants. So don't go to any vestibules in any strange churches until you go to the bathroom first.
Okay, there you go. Words to live by. You know, that's the way I've always lived my life, too. And Merry Christmas. Enjoy your holiday knife fight, Robin.
It's going to be exciting.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, steer away from that one. Do you have anything for Monica, Antoine, or myself, Psychic Susanna?
Antoine, a lot of fun is going to be had around, decorated cardboard boxes. Of course, it's Christmas.
Yeah, there we go.
Definitely.
These are fake, though. These are fake boxes.
Oh, so there's no presents inside.
Maybe Antoine's going to jump out of a box. Who knows?
Ooh, there we go.
Well,
I'm dancing.
He's also tall to do that.
That's
I can see him doing the cake.
We'll get him a refrigerator box. You know, it's a big, tall one.
Monica,
uh-huh.
A lot of fun and a lot of laughter with pictures of this sand and beach on the wall.
Okay. You don't get to go to the actual beach, but you can look at
it
on a
fun,
wall.
Though.
Yes.
Have a good time.
Yeah. Crank up the heat and pretend you're there.
Yeah. And for you, young man,
yes.
There is going to be somebody saying you owe money you don't. You can say your psychic said you don't have to pay.
Okay. You better watch out, government, because we're getting to that time of year IRS starts asking for money.
Not as big as the IRS.
Okay. CIA. They're hunting me down. Probably just work. Work's like, it's $20. But get out of here.
Yep.
Psychic Susanna said leave. MediaPsychic.com. MediaPsychic.com. She'll answer one free question. You put K92 in the subject heading and everything. And we will talk to you last time of the year next year, Susanna.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Live long and prosper.
Bye-bye.